and welcome to the Conversations with Authors podcast. I'm your host, Alison Thompson, aka The Proof Fairy. Every week in this podcast, I talk to an author about what inspired them to start writing and what tips they have for other aspiring authors. Is Dr. Harry Singh. Harry started his career in dentistry, but he's since branched out into property investment and facial aesthetics. He's the author of 5 books. The first 2 are aimed at dentists who are interested in property investment. The other 3 focus on the facial aesthetics industry. I've helped Harry publish all his books, but today is the first time we've ever spoken. So Harry, it's lovely to meet you at last.
Yeah, you too, Alison. We've been exchanging emails for a number of years, but never seen each other's face.
I know. It's really great to put faces and voices to names and emails. So tell me about your books, because you've written quite a few, haven't you?
Yeah. Have you got all day there? So the first couple of books I wrote, I was introduced to you by an online marketer I was working with, and he introduced me to you because I said I'm looking at writing a couple of books. So I started two. So one of my businesses is called the Dental Property Club. So I help dentists invest in property. So the first book I wrote was called Achieving Financial Freedom, which is more a generic strategy, helicopter view, bit like building the foundations for a house. Is no use trying to invest in property if you haven't got any money, or you're losing money, you haven't got enough time, or you haven't got the right goals. So that's more a generic book. You probably get a lot of authors saying that. It's probably the first one was the hardest, even though it's the least number of pages, and then the other books got easier. And then the second book I wrote with your help was Get Moving in Property. So that was more specific on the property strategies. Mm-hmm. Then I thought, okay, let's change tact. So my other business is facial aesthetics, Botox and fillers. So I train medical professionals. So I wrote one on the marketing aspects, because that's where I found there was a big demand. As dentists and doctors, we're very good at the clinical side, but we struggle on the marketing business because we've never been taught it. So that was about, I think, 530 pages. That was quite a long project.
That's quite a doorstop of a book, that one, isn't it?
You don't realise, because you're doing it on the computer with A4 paper, then you don't realise how thick it is until it gets printed. And go, God,
yeah.
I'm sure some people did use it as a doorstopper.
I'm sure not.
And then the fourth book was a patient guide, because I'm still a clinician. We had a lot of patients asking us, what treatments do you recommend? And I thought, with the credibility that the book's got me, which I'll talk about later, I thought, okay, why not be a bit different to other practitioners? Instead of saying, okay, this is what we do, or brochure, why not write a book and give all the patients a book, and they can pass those on to their friends and family? And then the last book, I thought, I always wanted to do a clinical book. That one did take, it's not much text in it, it's all photographs. So that was more in terms of formatting it and laying it out. And obviously, I haven't got a clue about that. And that's where you came in and said, okay, this is how we can format it. So yeah. I probably did the easy part, taking the pictures, and you just made it all look pretty and sexy.
Yeah. So there's 5 books under your belt already. So what inspired you to start writing in the first place?
Yeah, it was more the contact we had. It said to build up your credibility, because the Dental Property Club was a new business. So I was known within dentistry, but not for property investing. So to build credibility, I used it as really like a fancy business card. So I wanted to get the ideas on a book and paper, but then also give that as like a free lead magnet. And it really worked well, because they're not used to getting free stuff in the dental world. So I said, okay, you can have this book for free. All I need is your name and email. And actually, the database really exploded from a couple of hundred to now we've got about 12,000 dentists.
Oh, wow.
There. But the book really helped, and it built myself as a credible author, expert in that field.
Yeah. No, it's a really useful, it's a really interesting way to go about doing it. So write a book and give it away to people. To prove your knowledge, to prove your credibility, and to build your list. That's just a really sort of interesting way of using a book to build your business profile.
Yeah, because I know you probably know as well, there's obviously two ways people, one is to make money, and that's going to be quite hard unless you're really, really famous author.
Oh, yes. don't write a book to make money. Don't write a book to make money, not through selling the book.
Yeah, definitely not. And so the second route I preferred was, to build the credibility, get the information out there. And as people that read the book, they were much more coachable and they're more engaging. They were higher up the sales ladder or value ladder in terms of they were more willing to commit because they've experienced what I taught, how I teach it, and the content that I speak about.
So that's kind of how you got into writing the finance, the property investment books. What about the aesthetics books? What was the sort of motivation there?
Yeah, that was more demand. So I was more establishing that kind of business, facial aesthetics. So it was this first book, Let Go the Handbrake, which was the marketing one, was more because there's a big demand. So I was running marketing courses and people were saying we're sort of getting stuck. So it was demand from dentists and doctors saying we don't know anything about the business side. Okay. And so I used it twofold. One was obviously to supply that big demand, but also as a bonus item. So when I was running my marketing course, I increased the price of the marketing course but said, okay, you get this book for free when you attend. It was actually, so the book didn't make me money on that one there. So for say £20, we increased the price by £100 for the marketing because it added value because no one else had written a book on that subject. And dentists, they love learning, they love content. So say, okay, I did a different ploy with that one. I said, I didn't really advertise the book to sell, but it was more come on this marketing workshop and you get my book for free.
Right. Okay. So again, using the book as a business tool.
Yeah, definitely. So, that worked really well there. And then the clinical book, that was more because we run a training academy and it was like a refresher for our delegates, but more people that had done courses somewhere else. And obviously that's the latest book. And what happened with that one is a lot of people so impressed with the quality of the photographs, the quality of the content, that they signed up to our clinical training, even though they've done training somewhere else before. So, same again. It's a bit like the first book, the dental book, is that credibility, authority. They see it, go, wow, we weren't taught this during our clinical training. We need to go to see Dr. Harry for further training.
There is something about writing a book does raise you above other professionals at your level because you're the one who's written the book. I mean, anyone could go out and do it, really, but because you're the one that's done it, suddenly you're kind of a level above everybody else.
I don't think it was that difficult, obviously, with your help, Alison, but a lot of people say to me, oh, it's going to be so hard to write a book. They think they have either writer's block or they don't know how to promote it or how to publish it, except it's like anything, because we've done it, it's a lot easier for us to do future ones. And so, as you said, it puts you higher up in terms of, one, getting credibility, but also on all my social media platforms, my bios always says talk about me being an author, and we get so many people saying that, wow, that's amazing. And then you're thinking, actually, it's not that hard to do if you put your mind to it.
So, guys, talk me through the writing process then, because you said that I helped you. Yeah, I've helped with the proofreading, the editing and the formatting, but you're the one who's written this stuff. So talk me through how you go about writing all these books.
Yeah, it's I'm quite dedicated. So when I put my mind to it, my wife calls me extremist. So I just put my go full on for it there. So obviously, when I got introduced to you, what really helped was the guide you said on how to write the book in different stages. So I said, okay, 99% of that I can leave to Alison in terms of how to publish it, how to format it. The only thing I need to concentrate on is the content. So the first couple of books I did, I had articles and blogs I've written in the past. So actually, it was a lot easier for me just to collate the information.
Yeah, I've heard people talking about putting together blogs in a book, but obviously because they've been written at different times and on different topics, you've then got to make sure that they work together. So was that quite difficult, making sure that...
That was the hardest part. It's actually not getting the content, it's going, okay, it was quite disjointed, how to update blogs, but also put them all together in terms of process. So that probably took the longest to do. A marketing book, that was all brand new. So what I did, I started working with, say, doing... knocking off 2 hours per day, quite impatient. So then I go, okay, I said to my wife, there's a travel lodge down the road. I booked a whole week in there. I just wrote it in 7 days. There was no distraction, no TV, no social media, because I thought I just want to do it.
Right. Yeah. Sometimes, I mean, that's what I did with my book. I took myself off to Brighton for a few days and I just said, right, this is my book writing time. And I wrote half of it, I think. But yeah, sometimes if you can't work out time to fit it into your schedule, I think it's a really good idea to actually block out dedicated time and just take, like you said, take yourself away from everything and just say, right, this I am going to write my book in this time.
Yeah, and because it was costing me like 60 quid a night, I go, I don't want to waste too much money.
You can't go home having not written it, can you? Being away. Have you taken the same sort of process with all the books? Have you kind of just shut yourself away completely? And
So I just like dedicated time blocks, because as you know, with Parkinson's law, the more time you give it, the more it expands and then you don't reach your deadline. So I, like you, I work backwards. Like, okay, let's say I want the book ready in June this year. I need to get to Alison at least 2 months before that, depending on your schedule. Mm-hmm. So I need to write it by April. Then I may say block off a week in March to do it all. But yeah, right. I like to have dedicated time. Working backwards is a big plan. But what I also did, especially my first book, Achieving Financial Freedom, I put on social media 6 months before I was going to write it, I'm going to be having a book published in 6 months' time. Because I know there'll be some hater in 6 months' time coming back. Where's your book? So that motivated me. I burnt the boat by getting accountability from everyone I knew on social media.
Mm, that's actually a strategy that I used as well. I decided to set a book launch party, 20th of April 2013 it was. And I thought, okay, if I tell everyone and I invite people, I have to have the book here. I have to have it done, printed. And I actually ended up bringing the party forward by a week because I got everything done and I was just so excited to launch it. But yeah, I think if you put it out there and you tell people you're doing it, then they'll say, well, how's your book going then? And it does keep you accountable, doesn't it?
And also you can use it as a good marketing. You can get pre-orders, special pre-order price. Mm-hmm. And if you know you're getting money coming in, then that pays for the printing, the cover design, all that kind of stuff. So it doesn't cost you any money up front to do all the book.
No, that's right. So how much planning do you do? Do you plan every chapter and what's going in it, or do you just freestyle?
I'm definitely not freestyler. I'm a big planner in terms of, I would say 80% of time I spend writing the book is actually preparing and planning the contents, different resources, different contents, blogs, articles, speaking gigs, webinars, so much information from different sites. I plan 80% of it. Okay, this is the content, this is the chapter headings, get the content from various different sources I've got, put it all into a folder, and then the 20% is actually just tidying it up, editing it, and just making it flow. So actually, okay. I say, 80% is preparation and only 20% is writing. I'm not one. I know some people, they get a dictaphone, just speak into that. I could never do that because I just need all my bullet points and plan ahead in front of me.
Yeah, no, it's interesting to hear different people's ways of going about it. Some people just literally have a heading and splurge everything out on the page. But obviously for you, it's a much more meticulous process. You need to have the information there and know where you're going with it. And
yeah, I think maybe because my medical background as a dentist, obviously treating patients, we have to get all the information out first before we present the treatment plan. And it's a bit like that with the book. Want all the information first and then, okay, how do I present that?
Right, yeah. So how have you gone about getting the books published? Because you've taken a couple of different routes, I think, haven't you?
I just left that to you.
So yeah, so the first four we did through Amazon's print on demand, but I believe the last book
the clinical book, because with clinical books they're much higher price, so we're saying also about £105. So that one I did want more money coming my way, so we did the self-publishing. So all the other books were via Amazon, upload to Amazon. Mm-hmm. The aim wasn't to make money, obviously it's nice to make money from them, but it's more credibility. The last book, because I had the credibility authority and it was a quite a nice laid book, glossy pages, and it was a three-figure sum in terms of the book, I wanted to make more money from that one. So obviously you helped format it, the cover design. Then we found a local printer who actually posted the books out for us as well. And so we would take all the orders in, so we get all the money from the book order, and then obviously the printer's been paid, and then it's about £8 for them to post the book. But all the rest of it is profit for us. So yeah, that's why we took the route for the last one, because it was a more expensive book.
Right, okay, yeah.
But also what we wanted, the only downside with Amazon is you don't know who's bought the book. So with this last book, now we've got all the data, so we know who's bought the book, we've got their email, so we can obviously keep in communication with them, sell them other stuff as well. So what's happened is we've done a package where we sold the clinical book and they sold the marketing book in aesthetics as well. So we had a lot of people uptake that, and they said to us, we didn't realize you had that book as well. So it's actually quite good in terms of upselling that fourth book as well.
Right,
yeah. Good in terms of collecting data compared to Amazon, where we don't know who's bought the book.
Yeah. I mean, I think the Amazon KDP print service is brilliant for sort of your average paperback book, because they handle everything. The quality is pretty good. The costs are pretty good. But if you're looking at something more specific, and your book was in colour as well, wasn't it? The clinical book.
Yeah.
Their colour printing is very expensive. So, yeah, it's always useful to know about other routes to print when you're doing something a bit more specialised.
And as you said, the Amazon one is still good for, and you can buy author copies, which I never knew about until you told me, so at a reduced price, or a very reduced price, you can buy author copies. So you can still sell them directly to, and I do sell them out when we're allowed to go to conferences and speak at events. I always have a box of books, and so we always sell them on the day as well.
Yeah, you can buy them at sort of £2 or £3 a copy, can't you? Depending on the number of pages. I should think your doorstop book's probably a little bit more, but still the prices are really, really reasonable.
I think the dental poplica one's about £2-3. So I mean, even the doorstop one's about, it's still £8, so it's or £6.
Okay.
It's still quite reasonable.
It is a good system. It's a good way of working. So have you learned anything about yourself through the writing?
Yeah, my wife's going to hate me if she listens, because I know quite a lot. But also, you get to know a lot more in terms of researching. So I had all the information and the content there, but what it made me do is more reference the stuff I knew, because if you're speaking to someone or giving advice, obviously you're not lying to them, but you don't need that solid proof evidence. But what I found with writing the book, because it's out there on paper, I just wanted to do a bit more research in terms of references. And I learned quite a lot myself in terms of, while researching that, referencing certain information I put in the book, I'm learning new stuff myself there. And people still think I haven't written the books, because obviously I'm quite like a jokey character, not too serious. And then when they read the books, they all say, God, you know quite a lot. Are you sure you wrote this book?
That's a bit rude, isn't it?
But no, it definitely improved my knowledge and information about the subject that I was writing about.
And you seem to, I've always been impressed by how quickly you do seem to write them. I know now it's because you take yourself away from everything and just do it. But
I don't like,
you've always sort of emailed me and said, right, I'm writing another book. And then a week later, there it is. It's like, well, that was quick.
because we're so busy. I just, not to get over and done with, just, I just set enough time to do it. And then I want it out there as quick as possible. So I'm quite impatient, which is a good thing, but then you get things done.
Yeah, and having that commitment to do it and the accountability and everything as well, is a really good way of making sure you get there. So you've said already that you use these books as business tools, really. You said about your list growing, the Dental Property Club list growing massively through having the book. What else has happened as a result of publishing them?
Doors have opened in terms of speaking opportunities, podcast guests, webinar guests, collaboration and networking. And also because, especially when I wrote the first two books on the property, I've had four chapters included in other people's books.
Okay.
So other people have written books. They said, oh, we noticed that you're an author. Do you want to write a chapter on our book for dentists or medical professionals there? So if I hadn't written those books, they wouldn't have realised. Then obviously now I'm being exposed to their database, their list of people. So it's definitely opened the door in terms of opportunities. Also, it's added value to my workshop. Same again when I'm doing speaking gigs, I have the books with me. And obviously, if you get paid for speaking, that's good. If you don't get paid, you're still going to make some money from the books you sell at the end of the session there. So that has been one of the best things I've done.
Right. Yeah. So in terms of a business marketing tool, it's something you'd recommend maybe for other people?
Yeah, definitely. But the only warning I give people is quite addictive. Once you start the book, you don't want to stop there. So as I'm looking at this, I think I mentioned to Alison a couple of months ago, my next book as well. It's quite addictive, because once you get it, my goal is to write about 10, 12 books before I retire. So
so what is the next book then?
So I'm looking more like it's a completely different, something more like peak performance for dentists and medical professionals.
Okay.
So I've been on a journey myself in terms of getting fitter, healthier, looking at my sleeping patterns, looking at my own personal development, goals, time management, energy, nutrition. And I thought, okay, and that's what I've been doing with all my books. I'm a lab rat myself, experiment what works, what doesn't work, and then report and then write that in the book. So what I'm doing at the moment is just testing different fitness, nutrition, sleeping patterns. Then I'm going to be writing a book about it.
Oh, wow. That's really good in terms of putting yourself in the guinea pig position and then, working out what works and what doesn't and making the book about that.
Yeah, because a lot of dentists, because their work-life balance is not in kill. They suffer a lot of stress. They're overeating, unhealthy lifestyles. There's, I think, a peak performance. And I found myself when I was at my fittest, most energetic, that was when I had the biggest income, biggest turnover in all my businesses.
Okay. So, the better you're feeling in yourself, the better your business is going to perform. Well, that sounds really good. So that'll be coming my way sometime this year, presumably.
Yeah, definitely this year.
So what tips would you give to other people who were thinking about writing a book, especially people in a similar position to you, people who are running a business, maybe have never thought about writing before, but are seeing that it could maybe become quite an important marketing tool for them?
Yeah, I'll say one, you've got to get out of that mindset. People do want to know what you know. And coming back to that one is you have got valuable content, valuable knowledge. So, and is your, is the onus is on you to share that knowledge. So you're actually doing a disservice to your customers, clients, the people you know, if you don't get it out there. And one of the easiest ways is obviously the book method. Obviously, I'm really biased. I'd recommend Alison because he's got all the guides and all the experience to do it there. That's it earlier in the podcast is all I concentrated was on the writing. I wasn't concerned about the cover image, the publishing, the formatting. That's your department. When they look at everything, there's too much overwhelm. All you need to do is concentrate on the preparation and the content and then just go for it.
Yeah. No, so I must just say other proofreaders are available. So. But come to me. So what's next for you in terms of business? You've said you've got this other book coming out. Anything else exciting on the horizon?
No, we're scaling up. So obviously my twin business is property. I think property is going to be good opportunities coming along once lockdown and we're out and about there. So we're just expanding that with the dentist. The facial aesthetics, same again, we can reopen. We're expanding on that. So, but what I'm quite good at is delegating. So I try not to work too much in the business. So I'd rather work on the business. I've got a team of trainers that do the courses. I've got a team of clinicians that do the work. That's why I've got time to write the books.
I was going to say, that's how you find the time.
I working on the business, marketing, strategy, innovation, creativity. And my wife hates it because obviously I don't really do much physical work, like 9 to 5. She goes, you're not really working. I guess I am. I'm using my brain there.
It's all going on inside, isn't it? It's all going on in here.
All the planning and stuff there. But yeah, it just obviously getting bigger and scaling up and delegating more stuff.
Yeah, well, it's been an absolute delight to talk to you today and to finally meet you after, I don't know how many years, 5-6 years of working together? I'm not sure.
The Achievement Financial Freedom, that was 2014, I think it was.
There we go, 7 years this year then, gosh. Thank you very much. Thank you for your time today and for talking me through how you write all these books, and I shall look forward to receiving the next one. Thank you to Dr. Harry Singh for taking the time to talk to me today. You can find out more about Harry and his work at the Dental Property Club, www.dentalpropertyclub.co.uk, and on the Botulin Toxin Club, www.botulintoxinclub.co.uk, and you can find all his books on Amazon. Just search for Dr. Harry Singh. Conversations with Authors is a Proof Fairy production.
hosted by me, Alison Thompson, aka the Proof Fairy, and in collaboration with my dogs, who you'll probably hear barking throughout the episodes. You can download Conversations with Authors from all the usual podcast platforms, so please download us, rate us, subscribe, and leave us a review. You can also find out more about The Proof Fairy and the publishing services I offer authors at www.prooffairy.com. And please join me next time for another inspiring conversation with another amazing author.